Shoo. What's up, everybody? It's another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Come on, man. My main man, Saul. What's up, homie? What's good?
Man.
What's cracking over in PA, man? Come on, man.
Come on, man. All right. The 2020 debates, guys, may not happen because,
what?
Check this out. Biden feels confident that since he's leading by so much, that it's not worth debating Trump. I'm not kidding.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. All right. Next, social media censorship continues. This week, Facebook deleted one of Trump's posts. This is the first time that Facebook does this. And I think they're kind of, again, showing their cards. They're scared. And we'll talk about that. More executive orders from Trump this week. For those of you that are making less than $100,000, we got some good news. So you're going to like one of those. And we're also going to cover the COVID riots, lockdowns, bullshit. There's more of that. We'll talk about it. All right. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.com.
Yeah, boy.
Yahoo. All right.
Well,
Yahoo.
Well.
Hold on. Speaking of Yahoo, oh, I was watching a YouTube video, and it was referring to the number of hits on websites starting in like the early 90s. And of course, AOL was just way out in the lead the beginning, right?
Oh, yeah.
As they go, you'll see like Yahoo catches up, and then Google will pop up onto the screen. I'm sitting there just waiting. I'm waiting for Google to just blow past of them, you know, just like, go.
If you only knew,
Duck,
right?
Go.
If we only had Time Machine so we could, you know, we could be filthy rich.
Don't get me started on that whole conversation because I was ahead of the curve and I got talked out of buying Google stock from my boss at the time. He's like, come on, man. He's like, it's a web browser. He's like, they don't make no money, you know. He's like, they're a web browser. That's not gonna. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I wouldn't be sitting here
right now.
All right, back to you, Saul.
Heidi. What is up?
You said
you got something that we're gonna like. So I'm waiting. What's going on?
I do. I'm gonna use my favorite article that I found after this next one, or after this one. So school districts across the nation are mandating that kids cannot show up for their online classes in pajamas.
I saw that.
Huh. Wait. So, okay. So because of the webcam and all that shit, right?
Yeah. So Facebook has been like flooded lately by my Facebook with people, other families, and they're tagging, hashtagging business on top, party on the bottom. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? And I'm clueless, right? Because I mean, our kids get up in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, they get up, they get showers, they get ready, they get dressed like they're going to school. They make their lunches. They take their, like, the whole nine yards, because they are going to school in a classroom setting. It just happens to be in my office that we've set this up. Mm-hmm. So. But it turns out that other kids, that especially if they're in like a uniform type of school, they're having to wear the uniforms
on
the camera. They're not allowed to wear. And there are kids in the girls' classes that you can tell, and the kids have even said they are literally rolling out of bed and sitting in front of the camera that's at their desk. Some of the kids are taking their laptops or their phones or their tablets or whatever and staying in bed. Mom and dad are bringing them whatever they need while they're late.
Mom and dad just walk in, throw the laptop on the bed and go, hey, you're late for school.
as long as you show up.
Yeah, so. But
I get it, because like if you're, like, especially like in high school, like if you're like one of these girls wearing like a 90 or something like that, and like it, yeah, that's just,
well, it's more of a,
well, I think it's more habit. I mean, so because we don't know if kids are going back or not, really we don't know what their plan is for the schools. So you've got, it's bad enough that they're in the mode during the summertime, we're just extending that out more and more and more, and these kids are learning these habits. God forbid this is the way things are going to be, and this is the new way of life.
Don't say
then
new
what
norm.
It then might. What the hell? I can't stand that. Then what the hell are we going to expect from these adults?
They're talking about doing this for five years.
Yeah, think about what the outcome is going to be for these adults. Like, no. Dude, this is our workforce. These are the people that are going to vote for our futures. Yeah. These are the people that are going to, we're fucked.
Actually, maybe mm-hmm. not, because they're not being, the quote unquote indoctrination that everybody talks about.
Oh, no, nope. We're going to go there. So we just finished one full week of school. I want to share a couple of things that were taught to my kids this week.
Uh-oh.
So
first week of school.
Fifth All grade. Right. So within the first day, Monday rolls around and the kids are in their class and they're doing their thing. And I come into the room again. My kids have a classroom set up, so I come into the room because some other things came in and I'm checking to make sure they're kind of on task and staying focused. And one of the girls looks at me and says, "Oh, mom, you're not allowed to be in here. The teachers don't want you to see and hear what we're learning." I was like, excuse me?
That's bullshit.
But yeah. Red flag. Thank you. That's what I'm saying too. I was like, what? Well, I can imagine why, given that they are fifth graders. And one of their topics this week was gender biasms and stereotypes.
Pause, Heidi. What do you mean you understand? No, I'm good. No, you cannot say that I cannot be in here.
Wait a minute. Listen. I'm getting ready to explain why I can understand it. These teachers in these schools don't want us to hear. Again, how are we as parents? Did you not hear the topic that they were learning about? You're fucking right. I've got an opinion about what they're learning and I want to have something to say about it. They're teaching the fifth grade class about gender biasms and stereotypes and how to stay away from them and how they should not fall into those categories.
What subject is this? What subject?
Social studies, U.S. history.
That's not history.
U.S. history.
Christ, that's not history.
That's like sociology.
Yeah. No. Yeah. U.S. history. This is what we're talking about.
U.S. history is pull reviewer riding into the dark, riding from town to town.
My daughters, who happen to be very feminine in their own way and own right, are sitting there going, but I like wearing my dresses and skirts, but I like falling into this stereotype that right now is being told, don't fall into the stereotype. Be open. All the genders. What are you fucking talking about? All the genders.
Yeah. Okay. Look, again, I think this reveals to you what a lot of parents have been, for lack of a better term, oblivious to, right? Because, some parents are not as involved with their kids' lives. They're just like, okay, you went to school. Cool. Whatever. But there's some parents who are like, well, let me look at your curriculum. Let me look at your assignments. Oh, what? No. Right. But for parents who haven't been as involved and who are conservative parents, which you guys are, this is very eye-opening, but we all knew it, right? But now you're seeing it. But now you have an opportunity to tell your kids, be like, look, and kind of erase that, or at least give them your perspective, or basically at the moment that it happens, or right after they, I think it's good, at least from that standpoint. Yeah. But again,
I don't know. I don't know if that should be taught in schools, because that is a family thing. Of course, look, when you go to school, you're around every nationality, every religion, every now sexual orientation. You know, it is what it is. But parents need to teach their kids to be aware and not point, teach them to have manners and respect towards them, because they're still a person. Don't look at them and be like, you're fucking weird. You know what I mean? A point I'm like, oh, no. Don't be that asshole.
Right.
But don't let somebody tell you also, don't let that same person tell you that you're the asshole for wanting to be feminine.
Right.
And you're a problem. No, that's where I have the problem.
Right.
If I can respect you and what you want to do, that's fine. But if I say I personally don't agree with it, but I support you, but that is not who I am, I'm not going to sit there and be like, well, just because you're a transgender that, I'm just going to be like, well, everybody should be. No, it's okay for me to say, well, that's not for me, but I respect your decision to do what you want.
To what end, though? So if you have someone in your class, let's say you were a fifth grader, sixth grader, whatever, and you're in the classroom and someone comes in and wants to tell you that there's a million different genders and you know that there's two genders, do you just let them destroy your logic? Do you let them?
You give your two cents, because it's called a debate. If you're told you're wrong, tell me why.
Look.
Right.
Look,
and stand for it, but don't make them feel like they're assholes. You know what I mean? Then you're a problem. Then you fit the stereotypical.
The thing is, Tim,
hater,
is that this should not be happening at their age. What grade are they in?
Fifth grade, they're 10.
Yeah, but okay.
Some of the students in their class are 9.
This should not be happening. At this grade, this
10 years ago, I would say yes, but now it's different because it's normalized. Everything is normalized.
But because we allowed this to become the norm, why are we talking about people's, why are we not talking about the science is you are born a male or a female. Now, how you choose to be a tomboy or be a metrosexual or be a what cross dresser or be a whatever it is. That not 9 and 10 year olds, and then that should not be the norm. Look, the schools.
I said it a couple weeks ago.
Something happened when we emphasized on the emotional maturity of kids over their intellectual knowledge that you want to impart to them as from the school system. That's what we expect them to do, right? Give us this knowledge that we need, not help me be emotionally stable person. That's, you should be getting that shit at home. Now, I understand that there are some homes where you don't get that. But again, you do not make a blanket policy for everybody. And when and here's, again, we've mentioned this before, we're creating a society of confident idiots. They no longer know history. They don't longer know government.
I agree with that 100%. And all that. They're being all told that history's wrong because
they're confident about themselves. But they're fucking idiots. But this is, again, this is a very good eye opener. And this is one of the silver linings with the whole COVID lockdowns is that now parents, especially conservative parents, get to see the shit that your kids are being taught. And you have an opportunity
private school.
This is why more
kids are going to private school because they know what the curriculum is. If you go to now I don't even know about Christian schools because you're hearing a lot of shit that they're changing their stance and the way they're teaching shit. But, you know, if you go to certain schools, they will get taught a conservative, a traditional conservative way. And you know what? A lot of us grew up in that. We turned out just fine. And we are around everything. And we can be
tolerant.
We're open to things. You know, it's like, I'm not going to go up to somebody and just fucking punch them in the face because they're transgender. That is just, you're an asshole. You're an asshole if you do that on any side. You're an asshole. You're a piece of shit if you do that. Sorry. I don't care what your beliefs are, but just because you believe that and they don't, that doesn't make you right and them wrong. You don't have to be around it. You can walk away from it. You don't have to be you don't have to sit there and be best friends with that person, but you don't incite violence on somebody. That's stupid.
So speaking of getting ahead of the curve and something that I was pleased to hear, but concerned to hear. So there's two sides to this. They did their Pledge of Allegiance. They still had all the kids stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance. They still do the Pledge of Allegiance. So,
awesome.
But immediately following the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm in my office, I'm working, and I can, you know, across the 1600 square feet, I can still hear the girls in their classroom. And I hear Laura saying, We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. And she's continuing to repeat this. Mm-hmm. This speech or this
the Declaration of Independence.
It's not the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men. I'm sorry. I've got two things.
You know the thing with the guy. You're not black if you vote for Trump.
Well, no, I was thinking of Abraham Lincoln's
speech.
They
like to touch my hairy.
I was thinking of Lincoln's speech because in his speech he says this too. So, anyways. I hear her reciting I hear her reciting this and I go in because I'm like, oh my God, what are the teachers saying about this and why are they reciting it? Learning it by heart. So I go in and realize that it's what part of what they're now doing after the Pledge of Allegiance. So when she's done, each of their little classes, she comes bebopping into my office and I looked at her and said, hey, Laura, what was it you were saying after the national anthem? And she tells me Declaration of Independence. They're reciting it. And I said, oh, that's so cool. What does it mean? She says, I don't know. The teacher hasn't told me yet. I go, what? So, well, the teacher hasn't told me what it's supposed to mean and how I'm supposed to understand it to. And I went, no.
That's
not how this is going to work.
Yeah, you learn what it is first before you recite the rules.
We're going to print this off. And in fact, I need to print this off. And we're going to print it off where it's just big enough, one for each kid. And Jeremy and I and the girls are going to sit down and we're going to read it together. and put the words and the meanings for what it meant back then when it was written, because right. there is a difference in our ages, in our years. But then how is the are those words applicable today? And what's going on in our world? And how does it or does it not fit into what those words mean? Right. And prepare the girls to understand what they're saying. So when the teacher comes to tell them what they're going to believe it to mean, the kids can have the analytics and the know-how to voice what it is saying versus, because can you just imagine how this is going to get turned with the, because be it Black Lives Matter, these kids are talking about it. I mean, they're talking about what they're seeing on TikTok. They're talking about what they're hearing. One of the little girl's friends said there's no way she can vote for Trump because of what they're saying on social media about him. Mm-hmm. She has no knowledge outside of what she's seeing and what she's hearing.
Yeah, when your new source is TikTok, that becomes the problem.
Yeah.
When your parents don't sit down and explain to you.
Look,
or if they do explain, it's skewed because it's what they're politically.
I asked that question and she said those topics are not allowed to be talked about with her parents.
But here's the thing, dude, and this is that we're going to talk about this, but this is what the Biden administration is counting on. They're counting on social media to basically carry their water for them. I'm telling you, they know it, that they're going to censor conservative ideas. If they were open or fair, if the social media platforms were fair, kids would be exposed to this. But because they suppress this, they censor it. They're not being, again, I told you the whole TikTok algorithm, you know, we'll talk about it, but I want to let Heidi finish her thing. But we're going to get into that, how the Democratic Party is openly relying on that. And we'll talk about it. Go ahead, Heidi.
All right. So I'm going to wrap this up with this article. I'm going to start by reading the sentence. Okay. A Florida lap dancer has been arrested in Miami after assaulting 5 police officers with her vagina and using it as a deadly weapon without the intent to kill.
What? What was she shooting? Was she shooting ping pong balls at him?
She was squirting her vaginal fluids.
Oh, come on. She was peeing on him.
Shower me, baby. Shower me.
Tim is disgusting. Why is he doing this? He's doing that Titanic pose right now.
I'm the king of the world.
No, stop.
It's like Flash Dance. He pulls the thing.
She was performing at Camel Toe Strip Club.
Jesus.
Oh my God. There's a strip club in Florida called Camel Toe.
It's Florida. Stop, what do you expect?
I expect Florida man to burn it down.
Yeah. No.
It's called, hey, right next door, it's called your sister's ass's strip club.
Oh.
Apparently, she was extremely intoxicated and was having problems with some clients. They called the police, and when the police showed up,
how did she get herself to squirt without?
She ejected vaginal fluids towards the officers, temporarily blinding 3 and injuring 2.
Oh my God! Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me they arrested her for that, but they don't arrest the fucking Antifas for shooting commercial grade military lasers in people's eyes?
Oh wow!
Wait a minute. They were blinded. Wait a minute. They call it self-defense. She was in the wrong being arrested, but she was self-defending. I'm not kidding.
Dude, that's like Spider-Man. She shot a web out of a vagina.
Oh my God.
Imagine being a police officer and you get that shit in your eyes. And be like, I can't.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
The next time you go into that strip club, I bet they wear riot gear. You know, those big plastic shields and the helmets with the
one witness.
Dude, I would have shot a pepper ball right in the vagina.
Recalls. Thank you. Recalls by saying she just spread her legs wide open and started squirting in the cops' faces and eyes and mouths from a distance of about 12 to 15 feet.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't want it.
I want to meet this girl.
No kidding.
Jesus, no.
And for my next magic trick. That's like, you know. I wonder, you know, she could take 2 cucumbers up there.
Oh my God.
Well, there you go.
You're under arrest. Kegel exercises.
Am
or
I
something.
Now?
Oh, man.
Hey. Pew, 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 pew.
Well, I'm sure you think so.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, put the Star Wars fucking noise behind
you. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, on that note, wow.
On that note,
that just leaves me with so many questions.
Dude, that's the perfect porn. Robo vagina.
No, stop.
Your idea of perfect walking, porn like, is very
robo
odd.
Robo vagina.
Wow. All right. Watch out for Florida Street.
Dude, I actually I started dating a girl real quick and it stopped. But her, you know what her nickname was? Gutters.
Jesus.
How? Who? When? No, her
nickname was Gutters, and she had
the one she chose.
No, or, that's what I mean. That's what her nickname was. She had.
Where did these nickname? Where did you learn of?
So
this
she
nickname?
Has. You know, like the. You know, like the old. You know, but back in the 80s, like every person had that protective covering over their couches and whatnot. You know, like that plastic.
Oh, the plastic.
Yeah, she had her bed surrounded on that because she would always she would have to go through mattresses a lot.
What?
Okay.
She held that's them
hostage. Not right. I saw her.
Bedwetting right. issues? Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you weren't okay. following on that one.
Mm-mm. Really disgusting.
I guess I'm just a simple little boy.
I shut off because.
Oh, man.
All right.
Come on, man.
I talk about gutter.
All right. Let's get into this. Thank you, Heidi, for that. Wow.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for the good laugh, Heidi.
All right.
Thank you, Samantha. You know Samantha made sure that we had that in our wheelhouse for tonight. So, shout out.
She was probably filming it.
She was not. Oh my
Wait,
God.
What? Filming what? Anyway.
And we're back.
And hello.
Hey, we're back. And we're back.
Yeah, Jeremy.
What do we got for us today?
Jeremy
so,
doesn't
come
recognize
on, man.
That
let's
sound.
Get into
no,
it.
Jeremy didn't recognize that sound. Neither of you guys recognize this?
I guess not. No,
you guys don't watch Pornhub.
No, it's, we just no. had that conversation. We don't watch porn.
Yeah, but porn, hey man, save the children.
I haven't seen a porn in 25 years.
Jesus.
Okay,
oh, that's
anyways.
So odd.
She's lying.
Hey. I'm saying.
She's just saying it for her, parents.
Speaking of porn and censoring,
all right, let's get down to the 2020 elections. There's a lot going on, a lot of news this week. The first one I want to talk
still
about
doing
is
that hasn't been canceled by COVID.
The Democratic Party is about to try to cancel it. They're going to try to cancel it because Biden right now he just announced that he's going to skip the Democratic National Convention. He's not going to go, right? And this is the place where obviously, you know, I mean, like it's tradition every year or every 4 years, you know, whoever's nominated goes out and they celebrate. Sometimes they go to these national conventions and they don't know who's going to be elected, but obviously it's Biden. But they're not having it. COVID. Now, you think it's COVID? I don't think it's COVID. I think it's his mental state is declining, and we'll talk about that. But what I want to mention about this is that they think that the strategy for Biden to win is for him not to campaign, because I'm going to show you videos of blunder after blunder that he's made, gaffes that he's just continually, like this guy, at this point, they're just like, you know what, man, just stay right here. We'll win this election for you. The news media is
like,
basically telling
speak.
Him that. Don't even
speak.
Just sit right here. Shut up. Now, they're relying, the Democratic Party is relying on the media to do their job for them. And I want to show you something from Teen Vogue. Teen Vogue, yes. They have a Twitter account.
They are like
account.
A communist fucking paper now, dude.
Oh, yeah. So they have a Twitter account. And they send out this tweet. And I'm going to show you what it says. So Biden comes out and... basically says that the African-American community doesn't have as much diversity as the Hispanic community. And so did you guys see this video? I wish I would have saved it. I should have saved it. So Biden comes out and he says that Latinos are a more diverse group than African-Americans. And so when he says this, people are like, wait, what? Why would you say that? Now, Teen Vogue comes out to his defense, and this is what they tweet. Joe Biden says, okay, because Joe Biden is doing now cleanup, PR cleanup, because he fucked up, because a lot of people came out after him, and I'm going to show you the video that that a lot of people just lambasted him for saying this, that there is no diversity in the Black community. And so diversity of thought is what I mean, but let me finish what Teen Vogue says. So Teen Vogue comes out and says, how Biden tried to clean this up. He says, Joe Biden says he's witnessed the diversity of thought, background, and sentiment within the African-American community throughout his career. Now, Teen Vogue feels that they need to make an excuse for Biden. And so in the comment section, dude, they just get comment after comment of how everything that Biden has said. So this is Teen Vogue, a liberal publication. and they're getting lambasted on their Twitter account. Now, almost every political post on here is a backlash towards what they're trying to do. Again, defend this guy for saying that. Now, why would Biden say that? Anybody can take a guess why Biden felt that confident in saying, yeah, Latinos have diversity, but blacks, there's no diversity. Why would he say that?
I have no idea why you would say that.
I'll tell you why. Because in the Latin American community, and Tim knows this because we went to Miami, and Cuban Americans are very pro Trump. They're conservative because they've escaped communism, and any thing that the Democratic Party says sounds very similar to what Che Guevara, to what Fidel Castro said. And so the Hispanic community knows these words that trigger them to be like, whoa, 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 wait, this is communism. We don't want none of that. So the Cuban Americans are very opposed to the Democratic Party. However, if you go to the West Coast of the United States, where you're going to see more of the South America, the Mexico, and all, they are more liberal. And so this is what Biden meant, that there's no diversity of thought. But in my opinion, that's a racist view to have, that you're saying that East Coast African Americans share the same things as West Coast. You know what I mean? Like there was whole groups of genre of rap that illustrated the diversity in the black community. This guy and people come out and defend him. This, in my opinion, should have been is the end of his political career. If this would have been Trump that said this, believe me, everybody would have been in arms. There would have been another riot.
You do realize they've covered up blunder after blunder. Never when mm-hmm. they, so and mm-hmm. and I've been bringing this up to people. When they talk about Trump said, I said when Joe Biden came out and said on Charlemagne the God, you ain't black if you vote for Trump. Right there should have ended him.
All right, let me play the video because I found the video. Okay, so here we go. This is what he says, dude.
Yes, and by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know. Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Okay, so
Come on, man.
Now, in my opinion, this is liberal privilege. The way that the news media came out to his defense, everyone is coming to this guy's defense. So the black community overwhelmingly votes Democrat, right? The 90 some percent, I think, was the last figure. And so he's saying this because he takes them as a monolith. He takes them for granted. He's like, they're all going to vote Democrat, so we don't have to worry about them. This is the Latinos we have to worry about because there's diversity on ideas. This is his mentality, dude. Now, in my opinion,
just his. It's most of the Democratic Party, right?
Exactly.
They're been basically pandering to a particular set of minorities for decades. And it's been paying off for them for decades.
Exactly.
And now with Trump in office, there a lot of these minorities are going, well, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden told us all we'd be back in chains if we elected Trump. And then all of a sudden, we're the most prosperous we've been in the last four decades. Maybe these Democrats are a little bit liars. Let's see what continues to happen with Trump.
And this wasn't the only gaffe that he did. Now, again, this is just this week, dude. This guy is, again, that's why we call him Gaff Biden. Because this guy, every time he opens, look at his face.
Come on, man.
Looks like he just pooped his pants. That's his
constant face. He doesn't know where he is.
What show am I on? But is this SpongeBob SquarePants?
No.
This guy, blunder after blunder.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where you have two sets of reporting. You have Trump bashing reporting, which if Trump said Yosemite wrong and they were fucking on his asshole all week about it. But this fucking cuck over here with his fucking racist remarks and this one that he's about to play, this one takes the cake. I'm sorry. This one takes the cake.
Okay. So he's in a panel. He's doing these press conference or
TED
whatever
talks.
Interviews through and nobody watches this shit, man. All
100 so, views, 30 views.
Okay, so let me play what he says here and just wait. And for the listener, he's being interviewed by, I think he's Black, reporter. And listen to what he asks and listen to how Biden responds.
Mr. Vice President, your opponent in this election, President Trump, has made your mental state a campaign topic. And when asked in June if you'd been tested for cognitive decline, you've responded that you're constantly tested in effect because you're in situations like this on the campaign trail. But please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if you can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There are going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway,
you already said it, homie.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental mental fitness. And to make a judgment about who I am.
This
oh
guy,
my God.
He's pathetic.
Come on,
now,
man.
Come on, man. I mean, now, hold on, because just even on the if you're thinking about my mental filth, come on, this guy, come on, man.
Now, come on, man.
One thing I want to show you guys here is because Politico posts this video, and look at what they titled this video. See, even they're subtle even in the way that they title a video, because people, when they see the headline, they're like, oh, I'm not going to look, because look what it says. Biden hits back at reporter asking if he took cognitive tests. Now, do you think this is a hit back? Really?
No.
More like he fumbles at the 1 yard line. Like the guy fucking just, he was like, come
he
on,
butt
man.
Fumbled.
Dude,
he did the Matt Leinart butt fumble.
He asked the guy if he takes coke, if he to get tested for cocaine. Like, dude, Political, come on, man. The guy literally just blundered that answer. Biden looks like a fucking fool. Come on, man.
The comments?
Come on, man.
Dude, the comments on Twitter, the comments on Twitter with this was hysterical, because they're like, Joe doesn't know the difference between a COVID test and a cognitive test.
Or because, a cocaine test,
because
apparently.
In June, he's like, oh, yeah, I get tested all the time. Yeah. And he was very adamant, because Trump did that interview with Chris Wallace about doing the cognitive test. And he's like, I took the test. And Chris Wallace is like, I took the test too. And because you said you took it, I'm like, I got to take it, because Chris Wallace was trying to be a fucking rat. You know what I mean? But when Biden's, oh yeah, I get tested all the time. He gets COVID tested all the time. He truly proved that.
Oh man.
No, he just proved that point, because he came out and said, I get cognitive tests all the time. I get tested for cognitive decline all the time. No, you get COVID tested all the time, you dumb fuck.
He doesn't know what it is. He's like, oh, I just got a test.
Dude, the rumors have it that he's sitting in a fucking senior living home and they are just letting him do this.
He's giving him orange jello
every
day.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. He's done now.
And then he rode a bike over there. Joe Biden rode a bike. They're like, Trump can't ride a bike. They were like, Joe Biden ran a bike. Oh, my God.
Just stop. Like, stop.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's a very... Hold on now. That is a very, very important job for the president of the United States. They must be able to ride a bike. People don't know this about the job of being the president of the United States, but it is very, very important that you know how to ride a bike. I mean, I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. What the hell?
Exactly. Trump stands out for hours shaking, I don't know, thousands of new graduates. I think, where was he at where a lot of cadets graduated?
West Point.
And he shakes everybody's hand standing out in the hot sun. And at the end of that whole thing, he's going down this rail. He's wearing a steel railing, and he's wearing leather shoes. He's gonna, you know what I mean? So he's very careful not to trip and fall, because he said it himself. He's like, they were going to mock me all day if I didn't take it easier. But they don't talk about the hours that he stood out in the sun. You think Biden could do that? Biden couldn't do that. He'd freaking pass out. guy.
He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He doesn't. Oh, exactly. He has zero respect for those men and women.
Zero respect. And here's the thing. When you talk about blunders and ice cream, like the big news this week was like at some event, Trump took two scoops of ice cream.
Yes. Yes, I saw that.
And they were like, oh, you see, he's got privilege. Get the fuck out of here, guy. No. I'm fucking tired of this shit. Tired of it.
Like they're counting on Biden. There is the rumors I'm hearing is that the Democratic Party is going to try to create chaos so that the elections get either postponed or somehow Nancy Pelosi ends up in control. Okay, that's the conspiracy theory behind it. However, everything that the Democratic Party is doing right now kind of shows that they've, in a sense, given up because. Right now, the Trump campaign has registered more voters. They're going door to door to door, knocking and registering people, doing basically how you're supposed to campaign. The Democratic Party has stopped all that. And so that's why you see, the Trump campaign is now registering more voters. And this is why I was saying that they are relying on the news media, on social media to do their work for them. They're going to try to censor Republicans, the news media demonizes Republicans and defends this guy who obviously he's blunder after blunder. Trump could not get away with the bullshit that this guy has said. And right now, I was looking at an article. Polls are up in the Latino community in California. I'm telling you guys, you heard it here first. I believe the Latino community will come out big this year, and I'm gonna say it's gonna be 60% at least. Going for Trump. And that might turn California. I'm telling you, I'm hearing person after person coming to longtime friends who've hated Trump, who posted hateful things about Trump, coming to me and telling me, look, man, I think I'm Republican now. And I'm like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, man, if I could, and some of them, citizens. And so, you know what I mean? Like they're just residents, so they can't vote. But they said, man, if I could vote, I would vote for Trump. And I'm like, what the? And I'm telling you, this is becoming more and more obvious. And so the Democrats are relying on the online outreach. This is what they're focusing on. And when they say online and outreach, exactly. When they say online outreach, it's more of manipulation and censoring and controlling the narrative. Because this week, Facebook removed one of Trump's posts. After
Trump,
they said
Trump's campaign. Like, Trump's we got to get right. It is Trump's campaign.
But it's still not right.
But come on.
Now, when they were pressed, when they went to testify in Congress, and they were asked by Republican committee members, they said, "Are you going to censor? Are you going to interfere?" They said, "Nope." And here, this the same goddamn week, they do this shit and they start censoring. So, and to me, it's like, okay, I can handle your fact check bullshit, whatever, put a little link, who cares a shit, but literally going out and saying, okay, well, this is too effective, let me delete this shit, because that's what they're doing. This is being effective. And let me show you one of the Trump team's online videos that they posted. That literally, this is if they run this all day, they win the election. This is Gaff Biden in his own words. He says something stupid. And the black community comes out against them. I'm talking about prominent black Congress people, news people who came out against what he said about you ain't black if you don't vote for him. Let me play this for you.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I cringe. No question about that.
A white man is certainly not qualified to have that discussion.
Who in the heck does he think he is?
Vice President Biden is in no position to determine who is black enough or not.
There was a collective gasp at the idea that Joe Biden had the hubris to say that African Americans aren't black enough.
No one should qualify who's going to be black or anything else.
Vice President shouldn't have said it.
You don't have to be any particular race to know when someone puts you down because you're different.
Those are not the kind of comments that one should make.
Note to older white male candidates, do not tell black people what is black enough or who is black enough. It's just not going to fly.
Clearly, it was a mistake.
It violated a simple number one rule. You have to project
that you're going to earn every vote.
I believe that Joe Biden was incorrect in saying the statement, you ain't black.
No white person, no white politician should tell any black person what it is to be black.
The African-American vote should not be taken for granted.
There's no way you can sugarcoat that. What you said was inappropriate.
The mask is off. America can see the real Joe Biden.
That is
so. That right there. Because a lot of the people in there, a lot of those clips were taken from the ABCs, the MSNBCs. Obviously, no CNN.
no.
But people are seeing this, and Fox News, and people are seeing this, and they're going, "Wait a minute." But the fact that they still go, you know what? I'm voting for him. That means you're being paid to do the hate. Like, you're being paid to say, you know what? Yeah, even though he said it, I'm still not voting for him because there's a bigger agenda here. To me, that's what that proves.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're saying I cringed, he shouldn't get your vote because you know what he is. Since he's been in office, there's been video after video coming out of his speeches on C-SPAN and everything that has basically said, I am against the African American community. I'm against minorities.
Right.
I passed bills, crime bills that put them in jail. But I'm for them now. You know, all of a sudden, 50 years, my 80-year-old ass has changed my fucking way. Get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of it. When people try to say he's for them, bullshit.
He's pandering.
Bullshit.
Look it up, people. Pandering. Google it.
He's a racist piece of shit. And the guy that is trying to do everything for everybody, and the people that support him, you're labeling him as white fucking supremacist Nazis, and he's a fucking race. Sorry, he's not.
No. And look.
And if he is, he's doing a damn good job fucking hiding it.
Yeah, for me, give me that kind of racism. Lowest Hispanic unemployment, I'll take that racism any day.
That's real racist.
You know what I mean?
He this week, the Navy guy, he just moved I forget what position he just he had that big ceremony in the Oval Office. I forget what he just got promoted to. But he you know, it's a prominent position. If Trump's a racist, he's not promoting the guy. You know what I mean? The IG, you know, like everybody, there's so much diversity in the Trump cabinet, campaign, everything.
Administration.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's a racist. He's a fucking racist. You know, he sat with that Hispanic lady whose daughter got murdered at Fort Briggs in Texas, or whatever that base was. Mm-hmm. Said, "I will pay for all funeral expenses."
Yep.
Media silent.
Oh, yeah.
No, silent.
That doesn't fit the narrative.
Silent.
Thank you. Where's CNN? No, and look.
Sorry,
I think people are catching on. I think people are catching on to the media bias and. I'm going to show you guys this video. There's more and more of these type of videos. And this is why they know it's effective, because the Democratic Party has their talents in these social media businesses. They're in there. They've infiltrated all social media. And this is how they're going to control the narrative, because as we mentioned last time, you know, all these social media giants started censoring Q stuff, you know, where we go one, we go all, the Great Awakening, all these hashtags that have to do with Q are now being censored. So people are saying, well, what? See, this is the problem with things that you try to make illegal. People are like, well, what is that? I want to see what that is. And they've only gotten people to be more curious about what they're trying to censor.
I like this word. They've weaponized it.
Yes.
Yes.
They've weaponized it. Yes. I like that word.
Dude, the fall of cabal has turned more people
than anything I've seen.
More videos. People
Let me show you this. This is one of those videos. From a black convert after watching Fall of the Cabal. This is crazy.
This might be the same one.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yes, I just saw this one today.
I have an announcement to make. And I might just lose like every single follower I got. After watching the Fall of Cabal, and after a lot of thinking and such, I have came down to the decision that I am now going to support Trump in his actions and his movements. And the reason is because there is way too much evidence that the public eye has not seen. Now, I'm talking about things that necessarily could hurt your heart heavy, okay? Things that could psychologically divide you. Now, understand, I have all that proof. Click the link in my bio. Watch all of that, and you'll understand. But you have to watch with an open mind, okay?
So again,
I've seen more of these.
Exactly. This is everywhere, dude. I've seen more, and not just on social media. I'm getting people messaging me, telling me, man, dude, I saw these videos on the child trafficking, this and that. And they're like, and I didn't know Trump's been talking about this since 2015, like when he was, you know, talking before he even decided to run.
And even earlier than that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, and they're saying, I didn't realize. Now, here is why they started censoring this, because they see, you know, the social media giants, they see the stats on what people are clicking. What are people watching? What are people reposting? And they're noticing that, hey, this is gaining steam here. And this paints Trump in a good light. Oh, we can't have this. Oh, and we're going to say it's conspiracy theory. Since when has social media been against, you know how much fucking conspiracy is out there, especially from, you know, that the Palestinians, you know, are belong in the state of Israel. All that is fake history. All that is, but they don't censor those people who are saying, oh, we've had roots here for thousands of years. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. And all this is conspiracy theory that people, you know, that social media is not censoring. Why not? Because it doesn't affect. It's not going to affect the outcome of this election. And this stuff obviously is. Now, I want to show you something.
So real quick, before we click the next video, I want to ask this question. Because we've all watched The Fall of the Cabal. Why is it episode 5 and 7, the only two ones removed from YouTube? They're censored. And what is episode 5 and 7 about? Pizzagate, sex trafficking, the kids. Those are the two episodes that have been removed from YouTube. Why is it this week as well, when you talk about censoring, why did Facebook ban or block hashtag Save the Children?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg's called out in that movie, in that documentary, remember? Right. So,
remember, Facebook, who says they're not getting involved in anything, why would you ban or block hashtag Save the Children? Listen to those words. Save the Children. And that hashtag is related to sex trafficking. Right.
Save the children from sex trafficking. Mark Zuckerberg, why would you allow your company to block that hashtag?
It's so fucking weird.
Why? And everybody this week that I'm seeing, friends, again, that we have, that when we first started this show, I can't believe you're doing this. You're going to ruin your career. And now they're all the ones messaging us and putting it out there. Look at all these pedos, Hollywood and this, Fall of the Cabal. Why is Save the Children being blocked? And their eyes are open. So when that, we hit them up and we're like, so how you voting? They're like, oh my God, Trump. I see Trump in a completely different light. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Even yesterday, last night, somebody that a mutual friend, a very close friend, even said like, ooh, even my mom's talking about it. Not realizing how bad she was like, I only thought it was Mexico.
No. And the thing is that these people are trafficking kids from Mexico. That's the thing. That, I mean, it's not just, you know, Haiti and other, no, they're trafficking kids from all these, you know, third world countries because, you know, the parents are desperate, you know, and they promise them, you know, bullshit. And then they end up,
they're renting out their kids.
The wall was not meant to stop immigration.
We have a completely transparent process for that.
The wall was not meant because we do not like Hispanics coming here from South America, Central America, Mexico. You know, that's not the reason. The reason is for this. The drugs, the sex trafficking. They just found a tunnel in Arizona today. I mean, this week. It wasn't even news. This tunnel went from Arizona all the way into Mexico with water and electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Lights.
Yep. Yep.
And they caught, you know, they found trafficking of kids and drugs. And nope, no news. We can't talk about it because the cat's out of the bag. And everybody's trying to hold it down and down and down. And as people are going down the rabbit hole, as we say, they're going, shit, this should be on top of this should be the media's number one one of the main things they're talking about. Why is the media not talking about this?
Because
and Trump going half Yosemite.
It implicates half of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so that's why they're not going to, you know, they're going to try to. And this is what the Democratic Party.
We know why, but that's why I bring it up.
This is why what the Democratic Party is relying on. Is relying on the censorship, on the media bias, on the media coming to Biden's rescue. Really, you feel like you have to rescue and make excuses for this piece of shit? Now, I want to show you this video. Jesus Christ. Now, this bitch, like Nancy
She's still
Pelosi,
around?
Drunk as fuck. This.
Oh my God. I said,
she comes out with some weird fucking ass common core math talking about because they were trying to make a deal, right? Pass a budget, pass something for not a budget, but a
coronavirus bill,
coronavirus stimulus package, whatever. They were trying to come up with something. But the Democratic Party, the Democrats, they were trying to put a lot of their wish list fucking things that even some time off that they wanted, like for it's like what does it have to do with rescuing America, Nancy Pelosi? You want some time off, really? That has to. And so they couldn't come to an agreement. The Democrats and Republicans, they could not come. So Trump decides, you know what? Fine, I'm going to just sign an executive order. So he signs an executive order, and what is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer come out saying? Oh, well, we're going to sue. Well, this is going to the court. And so, okay, good luck with those optics, Democratic Party. You know, after people start getting some of the check, and you say, no, we're going to stop this. Because if you've been living under a rock, one of the executive orders, anybody who's making under $100,000 a year is going to get federal taxes for the rest of the year.
It's a payroll tax holiday. Yeah. So they're cutting the payroll tax. So they spun around and said, oh, they're taking away Social Security from everybody.
Yeah, no. I saw posts that were saying that, and I'm like, what?
Social Security ain't going anywhere this year.
It's not going. Now,
we're not getting rid of Social Security.
Let me play to you how she tries to explain. This is when they were trying to make a deal. And she's like, well, we're trying to do it. Please explain this common core math to me, guys.
Today, I offer to them, we'll take down a trillion if you add a trillion in. They said, absolutely not. If we could do that, if we take down a trillion and they add a trillion, we'll be within range.
Is we'll in be range within of what? Range,
but we must.
Take down a trillion of what and add a trillion of what? What are you fucking talking about?
I took
about?
A trillion out. We said we're going to get rid of a trillion, but you got to give us a trillion. No. I'm not giving you a trillion. No. We're getting rid of a trillion and we're only going to pass a $1 trillion bill. Because what I loved about Trump's press conference yesterday, or briefing, whatever you want to call it, when he signed those four executive orders, before he signed it, he goes, oh, yeah, this is what they wanted in their bill. They wanted to ban voter fraud, ban voter ID.
Yeah.
They wanted universal mail-in ballots, universal. And he's like, I don't know what that has to do with COVID. I don't know what banning voter ID. And he's like, you know, voter ID. I don't know why. He's like, why wouldn't you want a signature and show an ID for your vote where you need a driver's license to drive a car, but we don't need a license to vote, which then turns around 20,000 illegal fake IDs, driver licenses were seized at O'Hare Airport this week.
Yep.
Voter fraud. Anyway.
Yep exactly.
And then he goes into the next thing. He's like, oh, they want this. They want Green New Deal stuff in there. He goes, that's for children. He's like, AOC, that's a child's thing. He's just going on blasting what they wanted in this bill before he announced the executive orders that he was about to sign. He's going in. He's like, what does any of this have to do with coronavirus and helping the American people? He's like, the goal is to put money back in their pockets and to get the economy going. But what does the Green New Deal have anything to do with COVID? What is mailing? What is it giving a stimulus to the failed cities?
Yeah.
The failed Democratic ran cities all need bailouts. And they go, oh, because it's COVID. No, bitch, it's not. Because Cuomo and all those fucks already destroyed their budgets way before COVID happened.
Yep.
Exactly. And the lockdown that we talked about this on the show numerous times. COVID was the catalyst to go, oh, now we can really just, we can hold everybody hostage because we need money.
Yep. Yep. They're firing on all cylinders, the Democratic Party right now, because like you said, Tim, what does all this shit to help in mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, and universal, what does that have to do with giving relief to the American people who are in need right now. These motherfuckers are trying to cheat, but they've been doing this for years. Anytime the American people find themselves in a desperate situation, this is what these politicians do. They fuck. Oh, well, how can I? Oh, yeah. I fucked up my you know, state's budget. Oh, this is a good way to bail myself out. And I'm glad that this happened and they can't come to an agreement. And here's another thing. And this is beautiful because they couldn't come to an agreement because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats wanted to put all this shit in. Couldn't come to an agreement. And guess who wins? The American public wins. And instead of them talking about, oh, we will take down a trillion if you give us a trillion, however that works. Now they're going to even lose more because there's not going to be money going into the federal government. Because guess what? No more taxes for anybody who's making less than $100,000 a year. Federal taxes, that is. So,
and who gave that to the people? Who gave the people Trump relief? And who gave them, the working man, a break? Because everybody's worried about the people that are unemployed, but what about the people employed? Like, exactly. We need a break too, because we're check to check, you know, and we're struggling.
What, Tim, you know why? This is why they didn't support it, because they don't like, they claim to like the working class only when it benefits them to get the votes. But this is who it's going to benefit. It's the actual working class. It's people who are actually working that this is going to benefit. And they're like, well, we can't have that. I mean, we need to give money to the poor or the leeches in society. This is what they want, dude. It's, well, like, no, you lose.
Well, and what's nice about the internet and people, this is why people hate QAnons, because they research. So Nancy Pelosi is saying, oh, it's unconstitutional and it's going to hurt people. And she's a fucking piece of shit. Okay. But, you know, our favorite group, the QAnons, the Q. Oh, yeah. When Obama did it, she's like, well, this is good because it's going to help boost the economy. And this is why we need it. And, you know, and everything she's saying different. Now, she's she was all for backpacking it when Obama did it. Yeah. So why was it OK for Obama to do it and not Trump? So you're a hypocrite. You're being caught every which way. And Trump's just looking at it. OK, cool. I'm done with you. I passed an executive order. Now go take it to court and go tell people. You're holding up now. You're suing you being bailed out, you know, helping the people during the pandemic.
Right.
You are now the one. You are the true face of evil.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best part of that whole thing was at the end. Did you watch the whole thing? Did you watch the end before he took questions?
Yeah. I watched
it. After he signed everything, and he's like, because he's doing everything out of Bedminster now. I want to get into that in a minute. Mm-hmm. He's doing everything from one of his golf courses in New Jersey, right?
Yep.
So he's letting people from the club, from the golf club, into these press briefings. It's fucking great. So after he was done, he's like, oh, by the way, I got all these pens. Does anybody want these? Anybody want pens? He started handing out. He totally took a total jab at Pelosi, because remember when she was done, he's like, oh, you want pens? And then he did it after.
Yeah.
He did it again. He basically told Nancy Pelosi after he signed it all, fuck you, you stupid old fucking twat bag. Sorry.
He didn't say that, but I get what you're saying. No, and on top of that,
no, that's what he said with a Trump face.
Even in that whole section, the liberal media, man, they, oh God, they're so unbearable. They come out and say, well, you have all these people here and they're not social distancing. Like, this fucking guy asked this question. And Trump's like, well, actually, they're protesting. So
no, he right pulled it out. He goes, this is a political activity. It's a
political activity. Yeah, and they're protesting. So
he told them straight up. He goes, great. First of all, he pulled it out of his book. He goes, well, in New Jersey, he's like, wait, he's like, this is a political activity. So they're allowed to be here. He's like, most of them are wearing masks, because before he went on, they were not wearing masks, and the press corps was like blasting them on social media, like, oh, they're not wearing masks. So they gave them all masks. So, okay, cool. There's no mask. Then as he's going, and he's like, I invited them in, and because he's like, they knew you were going to be here. So they know you're fake news. So they're peacefully protesting you. Holy shit. Oh my God. I was like, when somebody goes mic drop and like check me, exactly. I'm just like, I fell out of my couch. I was like, oh my God, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I'm like, we are now here
yes.
in 2020 with all this shit. I mean, I fell out of my off my couch laughing my ass off. I'm like, he just went on national TV and said they are peacefully protesting fake news. Genius.
Well, yeah. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that's happened right now. And even one of the executive orders that he's been things that he's doing right now. It's the whole pharmaceutical stuff, you know, where he's making drug prices drop. You know, he said one of the interesting things right after he signed one of those executive orders, and he said, you know what, this might be one of the last times you guys see me for a while. And people were like, wait, what does he mean by that? Like, why would he say that? And so he said, I got a lot of enemies. I got a lot of people and rich people or wealthy people who have power. He said this, and so. He's like, this might be when I'm pissing off a lot of people by what I'm doing. So this is why, you know, like Tim was saying, a lot of the QAnons out there are saying, oh, wow, this is it. I mean, they're about to make some arrests and whatever. Because if you look at it, especially going back to what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to try to do, they're going to try to take this to court because they have, you know, it's a 50-50 the way that things have been going with the courts. For example, right now, the New York legal system is so fucking corrupt. You know, they're going after Trump. He's under investigation, insurance fraud, blah, blah, blah. All that system is fucking corrupt. They think they're going to be able to get him out of office based on that. Okay, good luck. It's going to be a slap in the hand if he comes out, whatever, guilty for fraud.
Pardon himself.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys. But they're just wasting time. They just want to have, you know what I mean? Like, stuff to throw on top of him. This guy, he is playing 4D chess against these fools, and they don't even know what to do with themselves. All right. Let's move on. Let's see. I did want to talk about the Flynn case, but we'll move on from that one. All right. So here's the video of what Trump says that this might be one of the last times that we see him. And I'm curious to the speculation on what he meant. So I'll let you watch this.
So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do.
So right now, there's speculation. What did he mean by that? Right? What is he talking about? And so obviously the Q crowds are saying, you know, this is going after the child trafficking people. And so there's rumors that there's been a lot of people that have already been arrested, that he is ramping up that Cuban, it's off the Cuban island, Guantanamo?
Gitmo.
Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. That they're reinforcing that place and that they're adding more because they're going to have a lot of prominent people who are. And so these are rumors. Obviously, we don't know, but he's saying, dropping a lot of crumbs that people are like, wait, why would the president say that? I mean, he's talking about rich, powerful people that he's pissed off, but he has an opportunity to do something that nobody else has. What is he talking about?
What is the reasoning to? He's talking about sending them to Guantanamo Bay.
No, that's the Q. So Q is talking about. So under his presidency, he got them to basically like reopen Gitmo, and he's put a lot of money into renovating that. Mm-hmm. So they're like, what is going on at Gitmo that they're doing renovations? The Minnesota National Guard just got sent to Gitmo for a training exercise. They're like, what's that about?
Yeah. And if you see like earlier pictures of Guantanamo Bay, it's very, for lack of a better word, it's kind of small and sparse and not a lot of space. And if you see recent pictures of the same thing, it's growing exponentially. And you can see the difference. I mean, it's drastic, drastic differences. One of the differences. Things
that he was talking about in this conversation here was Big Pharma. You know, in the same press conference that he gave. And, you know, we know that there's a lot of big, powerful people, middlemen, who, you know, in the distribution of a lot of that medicine, who are powerful people. And so he's saying he's pissing a lot of people off. So he could be talking about that. But why would he say, you know, this might be one of the last times you see me? This is very, you know, I mean, like, especially for people who are, you know, clinging on to every single word that he says. You know, again, people feel that he was kind of sending a message and a breadcrumb to people who follow this stuff. So who knows? Yep.
And one of the reasons why they were like, whoa, and after he said that, they went back and looked at when he left to go to Ohio. When he left the White House, like, everybody was out there watching him leave. Like everybody was outside watching, and he's waving everybody, like basically waving goodbye. They're like, that's weird. Like he's leaving the White House and everybody's outside basically like for the send off.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, look, all the drapes are down. They're green drapes on there. It's like almost like the White House is being like nobody's there.
Right.
But as I was looking at the pictures, some of it does look like drapes, but then it almost looks like a reflection of the grass and like the lighting off the windows. So it's kind of like, I don't know. But it was weird that all those people were outside that outside of there. And then right after that, he's in Bedminster, New Jersey, giving back to back pressers over the weekend. Like, what is that about? Like, not at the White House, at Bedminster, at his golf course. So is something bigger coming? Who knows? Because maybe in New Jersey, he's only keeping the core people that he trusts around them, because the White House, you know, if they're talking about draining the swamp, and if he's about to drop the hammer, he needs to be insulated as much as possible with one way in, one way out, not, you know, with people he trusts. If that's the route you go, you know, from a conspiracy theory.
That might be my text message today. Today, I got a text message from President Trump.
Oh, no.
And it says, I signed 4 executive orders to help the American people. What did the swamp do? Nothing.
I got the same.
Are you on the same thing?
Yeah. Okay. When you sign up, there was a blast. You know what I mean?
For his I was like, team Trump. Holy shit.
One more thing before we close this out. There's a couple more things. I did want to talk about the Michael Flynn case, but I think we might leave this one for a little bit later.
Who?
Michael Flynn. Why are you laughing?
You didn't hear about how everybody was like, this. What about this person? What about that person? And Michael Flynn was one of the names. Oh,
yeah. So one of the things before, you know, I know we want to end this.
Yep.
I hope that, I know you mentioned in the beginning about things we were going to cover was the riots.
Yes.
Right? I know you probably, you know, we're probprobably on the same page on this, but, you know, 2 interesting things happened this week. Well, a couple things. I mean, the amount of peaceful protesting from walkaway movement and Trump boat parades happening all over in sync, all over the country. Beautiful. I don't see this for Joe Biden. Okay. Second thing, in a suburb in Colorado, Antifa is deciding to move into the suburbs. Antifa kind of ran into the wrong
group. Got their asses handed to them. It was awesome.
In the suburb, I forget what suburb of Colorado, they were out there. And, you know, the men of the suburbs, you know, blue collar workers and the great people of America came out and confronted them. And they ran them out of their area. But because Antifa likes to run their mouth, it didn't vend very well for them. The beatdown that these bitches got were fucking amazing. And the guy filming the video, he's like, hey, get out of here. You know, like he's filming it. As soon as the first fist was thrown from their people, he's like, uh-oh. And he ran over and he's like, don't shoot anybody. Don't shoot anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's
that the
beautiful
one where they were on horses?
No. Oh. No, this was a full out. They fucked them up. Antifa got a dose of their own medicine.
It's about time. Because like we said last time, people are just done. People are done. And you know what? I think after the George Floyd cam came out and revealed that it's a different story. Does the guy deserve to die? Of course not. But he wasn't just an innocent bystander. I mean, this guy clearly was on something. He clearly was resisting arrest. He clearly put up a fight and he was not listening. You know what I mean? Like, dude.
And he was having a problem breathing before that incident.
Exactly.
When they were trying to put him in, I'm claustrophobic. Exactly. I can't breathe.
Right.
And he was like foaming.
Yeah, something was wrong.
I don't know if we want to go down that road a little more, but I was hearing on a podcast that they were talking about how basically the cop that arrested him had his knee on the throat and everything. You see all this video of him basically with his knee on the throat, and the whole time the cop is busy looking around in identifying the threats of the people around him who are telling him, hey, get off him. Hey, stop doing that. The cop is covering his back, making sure he's not going to get attacked by these people. Mm-hmm. If those fucking assholes would have just walked away, he would have picked George Floyd up, put him in the back of the car, and he would be alive today. But right. instead, all these fucking assholes are out there saying, hey, stop this, stop that. The cop had to stop what he was doing, which was arresting George Floyd and putting him in the car. And he had to stop, detain George Floyd however he could by stepping on it or kneeling on his neck.
8.5 minutes, though, homie. I don't know about that.
But
I said the same shit when we were watching the videos, because we saw the same thing when we were watching all those videos, that he's trying to figure, like, they've got a mob
exactly.
coming out to lynch them.
He's got a mob of people. The cop has a mob of people surrounding him. He has to keep an eye on them.
Right. But 8.5 minutes on the guy's neck.
Well, how long were those people there?
But that's
hold on. When you look at the body cam video that got released, that should have been released right away.
Yes.
Right. Even one of the guys that was friends with George Floyd was like, homie, stop resisting.
Exactly.
Well, why are you doing?
Well, that's not my point. My point is all these people bitched and moaned because he had his knee on the man's neck for 8 minutes. I understand that. But my point is, if all those fucking assholes who were shining their cameras and telling them the cops, hey, back off. You're hurting. If they had just walked away. Guess what would have happened after 30 seconds? Mm-hmm. His ass would have been in the fucking car,
right.
And they would have been on the way to the precinct to get booked. But
Jeremy,
no,
even
the
before
cop
that,
had to basically isolate the perpetrator.
No, yeah. Before that, the knee should have never happened.
Look,
it happened because the cop has to protect himself from the mob behind exactly. him saying,
and,
"Hey, leave him alone."
And
leave
not
him
only
alone.
That, and not only that, look, the video puts it in context. George Floyd was already complaining about not being able to breathe even before the thing was he had his knee on his neck. He was already complaining about that. So to me, that puts it in context. The police officer, you know, this guy's already complaining he can't breathe. It's just another part of his, you know what I mean? Like what he was saying, just to get out of not being arrested. It puts it in context. Because when you watch that video, you're like, guys, he's clearly saying you can't breathe. No, he was saying he couldn't breathe from the beginning. So it puts it into context, because if you're a police officer and somebody's just trying to escape from being arrested and just not be, look, George Floyd would not be dead today if George Floyd would have just sat in that car and just calmed down. But he wasn't.
Yeah, because everyone's like, all this for a $20 bill. Now with the video, like you said, they had him in cuffs. He's like, I can't go in the car. I'm claustrophobic. And the guy's like, dude, I'll put the air on and put the window down. And every time they push him in, he's like, no, I'm a good guy. It's like, dude, you were resisting every which way, right? So the knee to the neck should have never had to happen is what I'm trying to say.
And what I'm trying to say is it never would have happened if the assholes that came around and decided that they wanted to play.
You're not listening.
It wasn't a lot of people. It doesn't matter.
It could have been one. The cop has to watch what's going on around him. He can't just.
But there was four cops watching everybody and talking to the people. And that's how they knew the guy's name and what was going on. And his homie's like, George, stop resisting. Mm-hmm. There's no reason.
How many different video angles do we have of this thing?
That thing was clear as day. There was four videos of the body cam that was released.
Right. No, I'm talking about the people standing around the. Excuse me. The looky loos, whatever you want to call them, right? Who are taking this video? Hey, he can't breathe. Hey, get off him!
Yeah, there were. It was in the middle of all of the mob shit, and there were a bunch of people approaching the police.
Right,
but and they have Tim's to protect point, themselves. But to Tim's point, if George Floyd did what he was supposed to do from the beginning, the knee would have never been on his neck. Period.
This should have never ended in George Floyd's death. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
George Floyd should have been arraigned, set for bail, whatever the case was, for the fake money, and this should be not even a conversation right now.
Right.
Yeah.
But you also have to take into account that we live in a world now where everyone is angry at the cops, and the cops have to watch their back. Mm-hmm. They can't watch their back and arrest a perpetrator at the same time. So what do they do? They disable the perpetrator by putting their handcuffs on them and putting them on the ground with their knee on their neck as they watch their back for these crowds that are showing up screaming, let him go, let him go. You can't have it both ways, people. You can't have it both ways. Let the cops do their fucking jobs, and guess how many less people are going to die?
So there's some crazy shit going on, too. I mean, it's a total side
Sorry, I got sidetracked. So
no, but it, look, it just came out this weekend, so that we talked about it. But I mean, there's undeniable facts on this whole thing, and I'm with you, Jeremy, for the most part. This would not have happened if George Floyd would have just listened and just, you know what I mean, just follow the orders. This is, and
the did he deserve to be nasty did, to
did,
him enough?
Did he deserve to die? No. But did he deserve to be, you know, have 14 funerals and a golden casket and riots everywhere? No. The guy was not an angel. You know what I mean? Like, and so, but that's what happens is like people see the cop killed this guy. And I'm going to, the next video that I'm going to actually post on TikTok is a piece that Paul Harvey is beautiful. And this is the one I'm going to work on next, which is Paul Harvey talks about, and he's obviously God rest his soul, but he came out with this live broadcast, back in 60 something, when he talks about the policeman, the police officer. And he talks about how a police officer has to be all these things for everybody. And he's an unsung hero because people hate him. People, you know what I mean? Like, and he has to be, you know, I should play it for you guys right now, just so you guys can hear it, because it's brilliant. Because we expect them to be paramedics. We expect them to be good to the good people, bad to the bad people. We expect them, all these expectations that we have from a police officer. You know what? I will play it for you guys' benefits, because this would sum up this whole thing and what society, the expectations the society has for a police officer that they would never put on anybody else. Let me play this.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. Culled statistics, wave the fan over stinkers, underscore instances of dishonesty and brutality because they are news. What that really means is that they are exceptional, they are unusual, they are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact, and the fact is that less than 0.5% of policemen misfit that uniform, and that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. A strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won, but if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp or expect to be sued. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. A policeman must know everything and not tell. He must know where all of the sin is and not partake. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. If he gets promoted, he has political pull. If he doesn't, he's a dullard. The policeman must chase bum leads to a dead end, stake out 10 nights to tag one witness who saw it happen but refuses to remember. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out by a shameless Seamus or an honorable who isn't honorable. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And, of course, he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
To me, that summarizes everything, because it's easy, hindsight 2020. Oh, you should have put a knee. Oh, you should have done that. Bitch, fucking in the heat of battle, You do not know. No, but let me finish my point, Tim, because it's easy for us to stand back and say, oh, well, I wouldn't. No, shut up. Because you don't know how you would react when your life is in danger. We just don't know. And it's easy to say, yo, one of the statistics that he mentions here is that 1% of police officers, if this is a true statistic, I don't know if it applies today, is what's corrupt. Those are good. Those are good. It's a good ratio. You know what I mean? Like, to me, he said it's better than some clergymen. So
100%.
I understand it, but you know, like he says, a police officer needs to know how to act on every single situation, while a lawyer, the guy's attorney, now has months to build a case against this police officer. You know what I mean? Like, should George Floyd have died? No, but George Floyd's death is on George Floyd. If George Floyd would have listened to orders, George Floyd would not be dead today. That's the honest truth. It is. And
right. You can go even further back and say, if he hadn't gone into the store and used a fake bill to buy something,
yeah,
none of this would have happened.
A lot of things left.
Like, nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about the crime. Yeah. Like, I'm not obviously the crime doesn't fit the bill here. You know what I mean? You know, a fake $20 bill doesn't mean death. But if he just didn't use a fake, if he wasn't trying to fuck over the guy, this doesn't happen, number one.
Right.
Okay? And number two, to your point, of with you know, oh yeah, cops should do this and cops should do that. I always go back to that video, to the video from they did here in Phoenix on Fox, where one of the anti-police guys years ago got, you know, you talked all the shit. So the cops said, hey, come to our training facility and we'll put you through the simulation. And the first thing the guy did, as soon as somebody came, he popped them. Yeah. And he's like, fuck, man. At the end, his comments were basically, I have a newfound respect for police. They have basically a split second to determine if something, you know, he's like, you have to determine if your life is in danger within 2 seconds because somebody's coming at you with a gun. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, this is not easy. Right. Right. So I want anybody that wants to protest the police, go shadow a policeman for one day. Go on one ride with them to go to the worst neighborhoods that they got to go to and deal with the fucking, you know, dude, a gangbanger fucking slapping the shit out of his girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Social worker is going to handle that. Okay.
What about that training that we
took? That social worker is going to get raped, too.
Remember that training, that concealed carry weapon training that we took in the virtual simulation thing?
Yeah.
Where who was the one person who shot did said person? It's like, it was a UT. I'm like. Yeah, you just shot the innocent guy there, man. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you did it as well, but like
I didn't shoot an innocent person.
Yeah, no, we both did.
I did not shoot an innocent person. No,
you both are horrible. I did not.
But the guy was against the wall. The guy was against the wall, right? And I was tired, so I was like, pop, pop, pop. I didn't care. And literally, I got the guy, but also the guy that he was holding out killed.
Well, then, because my thing is like, imagine the tired police officer, and now this is a world real. Life case, man, and now you're asking them to, you know, look, what we can, but I want to move on because let's talk about, we're gonna end it on a funny note but the first thing I want to mention is, so Pennsylvania Governor Wolf, that motherfucker, obviously he closed down the churches like a lot of places have done, but the Walmart's still open because hey, you know what I mean, Walmart. Now, some people decided to okay, well, if Walmart is still open. And you close churches, we're going to go have church at Walmart. And this is beautiful.
Nice. I like it.
And this is beautiful to watch. You can try.
Vegas had the same thing.
Yeah, and this needs to happen because you cannot tell people. I mean, this it's a violation of the Constitution. And when all this is over, people need to start suing these guys. Man, we need to start suing. We need to start taking our rights back. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
Right. When this is, and I don't know why we haven't started already. We should be suing them now, saying. you do not have the authority to take away these rights from your citizens.
You don't.
And when this bullshit happens again next year, when the next flu comes out and all of a sudden the world's falling apart again, they need to be able to go back and say, no, we've proven in a court of law, you do not have the authority to tell your citizens that they have to wear a mask and that they have to stay 6 feet away from each other and that they can't go to church and they can't go to bars and they can only spend 3 seconds in a restaurant just to pick up their food and leave. You don't have the authority to do that. Right. Stop pretending you do.
Like for me.
Yeah,
go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, so in like Las Vegas, you know, you're allowed to go to Caesar's Palace, but you can't go to church. So what they did was they rented out, in Vegas.
Conference centers?
No, they didn't have the conference centers, but where the bands play, like in Vegas, like the free show, like the free, like you go to the bar and they have like, free bands by like the Joker poker machines. Yeah. So they went to Vegas. So these congregations, they went into the casinos and they basically had everybody come into the casino and they did a full blown sermon.
Service.
Great. Sermon.
Yeah, service.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, this is people.
And
people
I'm watching need to fight this. And I'm not even religious. I don't give a fuck. But you know what? When you start taking away that shit, I have a problem with that because you know what? People rely on that. People have faith. To take away a constitutional right, I have a problem with. You take away my guns, my churches, even though I don't own a gun and I don't go to church, but you know what? I'm an advocate for it. I choose not to do any of that. But when you take it away, now I want to go to church. I want to go praise Jesus just because you tell me I can't.
I don't think you should make your not owning a gun public. I think you should say you have a lot of guns in your house and invite people to show up.
I got the biggest gun. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you say. That's what you say.
Oh, my God.
Did he just grab his cock? Is that what he did?
He
just
grabbed his cock?
That's disgusting.
He's out of control. All right,
I want to show you these funny videos. Okay, first one: men versus women grocery shopping. This is video summer's room.
This lioness, she's out doing the grocery shopping and cannot make a fucking decision on which brand of meat to choose. There's a wide range of wildebeest available. She's not a racist who gets fired up over halal certification. She couldn't give a rat's ass about studies saying meat gives you cancer. I believe she is purely looking for the chunkiest fucker she can get her jaws around. Value for bloody money. She's quiet, happy to be patient. She knows the wildebeest are dumb as butt, and she can cherry pick at her leisure. Look at her judging them. I don't want that one. It's got a skinny ass. That one has no thighs. That wanker has a stupid look on his face. Oh, that one has a child. I can't kill her. Oh, but here comes hubby and says, just fucking piss off.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I like that video. Doesn't that summarize it perfectly? Where should we go eat? I don't know. That's a great video.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. I almost fucking spit my shit out on everybody.
So for the listeners, this was a lion.
Make a fucking decision.
It was a lioness, looking at wildebeest running by, and she's obviously trying to get one. And it's just the male lion, the freaking with the What is it got? The mane?
The mane.
He just comes in and just gets whatever.
She was a distraction.
Well, I don't know if you guys noticed, but basically she's hiding behind some like little bush, right? There's this stream of was it water buffalo? Is that what that was? Well,
they know that wildebeest. They're there. Wildebeest.
Wildebeest.
It's almost like they're running down a road or a trail or whatever, and there's like a little bush on the side. That's the only bush in the whole area. Everything else is just grass, right? And there's like this little bush, and she's kind of like hiding behind the bush and just waiting for the opportune moment. And then this other lion comes out of nowhere and just like, fuck it, I'm eating something.
Notice how she gets up and walks away like, yep, he fucked up. Now I don't have cover anymore. There's no point
except
even
he's
trying.
Eating dinner.
In the meantime, all y'all men are paying attention to the wildebeest running by her. Mm-hmm. She's sitting on the ground. She's looking across the field at the men on the other side with the big old beer bellies going, yeah, I'm getting beer meat, motherfuckers. I don't give a shit about your wildebeest. I'm getting some beer fucking meat on the other side. You see that?
She wanted the I don't think there's beer bellies over there.
That's too freaking funny. Somebody's comment here. That's what every guy goes through, right? Like, what do you want for dinner? No, you pick. No, you pick. All right, fine. How about this? No. What about this? Nah. What about that? Nah. Fuck it. We're going to McDonald's.
Just get in the car and pull.
No, that's what I know. So some guy actually did create the, like, he built the, like, he opened the restaurant and he said, it was called like
wherever.
Yeah, we saw
whatever you like, whatever you want or something like that, really? Because that's the that's like the typical thing. What do you want to eat? I don't know. Whatever you want. So he opened the restaurant like whatever you want.
And, oh, it's my girlfriend's not having anything.
Yeah,
and you automatically get an extra chicken wing and an extra pound of fries.
The order,
and
extra that's
zucchini,
awesome.
You know, fried zucchini. Yeah,
because she wants to eat from your plate. That's what it is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All right. He does it all the damn time. She did this morning at breakfast. I'm like, listen, get your own food.
Oh, I should have sent you the video, but you know what video we should have really ended on? Alyssa Milano. Now that she found out she has got the antibodies for COVID, she's like, oh, my God, I was dying. Like, having the after the antibody test. So now she did a video today. She's like, look what COVID has done to my hair. So she's taking a brush and, like, brushing hair and all the hair's out. And she's like, look, my hair. Like, COVID did this to me. Like, no.
No, bitch.
You're old and you're losing older. Your hair.
You're a hack.
COVID's not doing it. So the memes, people are posting pictures of Alyssa Milano with, like, a bald head and shit.
What an idiot.
She had no idea. She
is the epitome of, like, glutton for punishment.
Blonde moments.
Like, no, glutton for punishment. The minute she opens her mouth, like, she's just going to get destroyed.
Yeah, destroyed.
She's like, why does Joe Rogan have a better podcast than I do? Because you suck, bitch.
Oh, wow. She said that?
You're busy weeping over your daughter.
All right. I'm going to show you one more video. And so this one, this mom, a nurse mom, she talks about how she's not going to be raising no family of pussies. I love this video.
I keep seeing these posts about healthcare workers coming home and avoiding contact with their families completely or taking off their scrubs before walking into their house so that they don't spread anything to them. But I personally feed my scrubs to my children every day that I come home from work because I didn't raise a family of pussies. Amberlynn, shut the fuck up.
All right, Amberlynn, you control yourself. I like that.
You shut the fuck up.
It's not as good as the lioness, I'm just saying, but
I love that one. She feeds her kids her scrubs.
Oh my God, this is right. Fucking great.
We'll end it there. All right, unless you have anything, Tim? Anything else?
No, I mean, the only thing I wanted to add was, you know, another big week for the walkaway movement in California, in LA. They had a massive rally yesterday. About 1,000 people showed up. Of course, the LA media said only 300, but it was over 1,000. The walkaway movement is real in California. Last week they had over 300 in Sacramento. The people,
a lot of minorities, a lot of Latinos,
a lot of minorities,
a lot of Latinos.
It's real, guys. Been seeing a lot of videos of people from California going, I think California's flipping because they're tired of tyrant Newsom and everybody else in these Democratic ran cities. I think people have had enough. New York City, everybody's fleeing. Somebody had a video in Midtown Manhattan on 5th and Madison yesterday. There was hardly a car on the road, and that's one of the busiest streets in New York. They got their wish. They're running everybody out, so I don't know what their plan is, but
people aren't happy. Wasn't Cuomo begging for people to come back? Cuomo
he'll buy you a beer, by the way, with his nipple rings.
ew.
Yeah, with his nipple rings. Cuomo is begging people to come back because, you know, when you say that you're going to charge, you know, millionaires and billionaires for socialism, they're going to leave. And then when you, you know, let these Upper East Side neighborhoods be ran over by bums and BLM and people pissing and shitting all over the place and junkies, I'm going to leave because I don't need to live in the city when I'm work from home. So I'm going to go to the burbs where you're not defunding the police because this is my monologue for the day, guys. Defunding the police doesn't mean police is being abolished. Defunding the police means they're going to remove the budget from these divisions that are in bad neighborhoods. And the bad neighborhoods are going to be fucked. The burbs are going to be fine, guys. So they're not defunding the police in the suburbs. They're defunding the police in these cities. So when they do that, it is the Wild Wild West. And you are seeing the effects of the Wild Wild West. Murders are up. Shootings are up. Crimes are up. But, you know, they're worried about doing checkpoints in New York. They're doing checkpoints in New York to make sure you don't have COVID now. At the bridges and tunnels. They're doing checkpoints, guys. Checkpoints in the United States. This isn't fucking Iraq. In New York. This is becoming fucking Baghdad, okay? York is new Baghdad is creating checkpoints to check you for coming in for COVID. And because they're doing the 14-day mandate, but you can go burn down cities and destroy minority communities. If you live in New York and you still vote for these dumb fucks, you deserve everything that you got coming to you.
Yeah.
You deserve when they take your children, they take your fucking family, they take everything from you. You voted for this. The fact that you are not at Gracie Mansion right now with the cops trying to remove fucking de Blasio, you're a fucking idiot. Everybody should be looking to remove de Blasio and restoring law and order to your city because it's out of control, folks. Yeah. And it's happening everywhere. Every major city, this is happening. And every major city is run by Democrats. This is what they want because they're trying to go to the suburbs. You come to the burbs, you're going to get a bullet to your fucking head. That's what's going to happen. And that's what they want. So step the fuck up. Don't leave. Fight. If these fuckers are fighting and you care about the police, go down there and help the police. Stand the fucking line with them. It's enough. You need to fucking do something because these fuckers aren't going to stop. And when they come to your neighborhood, after you voted all these Democrats in, you're fucked. They will take your guns. They will take your fucking liberties. They will take everything from you. They will take your money. They will seize your money if you make above a certain amount and wealth distribution. You can suck my fucking dick. Sorry. I'm done with this bullshit. And I think a lot of Americans are too. Leave me the fuck alone. I go to work. I pay my taxes. I treat people with respect. Don't call me a white supremacist. Don't tell me I need to read White Fragility and be guilty for being raised a fucking Italian American. Sorry. I have culture. I respect people. If I got to tell somebody that I got to be apologetic, no, you're a fucking racist when you have to apologize for being racist. That is the problem. Yep. You're apologizing for your own guilt. You have the white fragility. You have white guilt. I have no guilt. I treat everybody with respect. I don't give a fuck if you're white, brown, fucking purple. I don't give a shit if you have purple hair. If you're a fucking asshole, you're a fucking asshole, and I'll treat you that way. And I'll talk shit about the same fucking people. I don't give a fuck. Don't call me a fucking racist because I don't fucking take a knee, okay? Most of those people don't even have a fucking minority fucking friend. You know, they don't even know the fucking true minority struggle and the immigrant struggle. They live in the fucking suburbs. They go to the cities and raise their hand and they have the audacity to tell a black person, you're being oppressed. And when they go, I'm not being oppressed. Oh, you're being paid by the fucking Republicans. Fuck yourself. Every time I hear somebody say you're being paid by Trump or some fucking person, you're being brainwashed. Fuck you. You're a fucking racist.
Yes, sir.
Well, great summary then.
I think, like you said, man, Democrats create this misery. They create these.
They create a division when there wasn't fucking division because it lowers their fucking narrative. They can't keep people down.
Thanks, Obama.
Right. And now they wonder why people want to leave the city. And I was reading that Jennifer Lawrence.
She lost $7 million like on her apartment.
$5 million.
Oh, $5 million.
And she's leaving because obviously, you know what I mean? Like you said, they created the miserable war zone out there and people fuck this shit. We're out. And now Cuomo's begging. Get the fuck out of here. You're right, Tim. Absolutely right. All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you all for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. You can find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
Wash your hands and wash your ass. Nobody likes a dirty, smelly person.
Jesus. Whoa.